We thank you, O Lord, for tonight. We thank you for your awesome presence in our midst. We thank you, O Lord, we return all the praise to you. Our Father and our God, I pray that, Lord, you speak your word tonight, O Lord, and take all the glory. Our Father and Lord, I ask you to bless the hearers of the word in the name of Jesus. I leave the throne, O Lord, for you to assume the throne. Come to that which only you can do tonight to share to peace. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good. Today is another day the Lord has made for us. Amen. Glory to God. My prayer today is that you and I will be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate all the choirs in the house. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us be sent here of this in Jesus' name. I want us to quickly open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Tonight's message is more or less a question for you and I to ask ourselves.
It's
a question that wants you to sincerely answer. As a child of God, as a worker, as a leader of the house of God, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 2 of it says, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I can't hear the living song. I say, God is good. It is now. It is required. It is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Tonight, by the grace of God, a message is tagged. Can you be found faithful? How faithful are you with what God has given to you? As a leader, as a minister, as a pastor, as a choir, as an usher, as a member of the church, my question for you tonight, question God is asking you and I, can you and I be found faithful with what he has given unto us, with the task he has given to you, with the duty God has laid in your hand? How faithful are you with it? Amen. Amen. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, Matthew chapter 24, from verse 4 to 5, the Bible says, who then is the faithful one and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? Who then is that wise and faithful servant? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That the owner of the house will give you in charge Take care of my house for me. Amen.
The next verse said what?
Hallelujah. Verse 46, not 15. Hallelujah. God is good. 46 said, it will be good for that servant whose master find him doing so when he returns. He will return back. When he come back, will he still find you working? Will he still find you doing what he has asked you to do? You could be an usher. You could be a choir. You could be an evangelist. You could be a prayer warrior. Whatever he has given to you, when he returns back, will he find you still doing it? He said, it will be good. It will be good for that servant. It will be good for you and me that when Jesus comes, he will find us still doing what he has asked us to do.
Hallelujah.
Look at the next verse. Verse 47. He said, I tell you the truth. He will put him in charge of all his possessions. When the master comes and finds you doing it, he will put you in charge of everything. But before he puts you in charge of everything, you want to see how faithful are you with what you are doing. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse. He said, but suppose that servant is wicked, is lazy, he's doing it the way he feels like, and he said to himself, my master is staying away a long time. Look at the next verse, 49. And he then began to beat his fellow servant and to eat and drink with drunkards. Continue, please. The master of the servants will come on a day when he does not expect him. At an hour he did not expect, he will cause him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. God is good. The master will come when he will not tell you. Hallelujah. It reminds me when I was still back home as an usher of the church. We will be in the church cleaning, unknowing to us that the pastor of the church is one side looking at us. How are we doing? Your father will come the day you never expected. Maybe it's that day. He said, I don't want to go to choir church. Every day I'm singing. Today I don't want to sing. Let me go and stay there. So I'm not coming today. That is the day your father will come. And where are you? It is too late. My prayer for you today is this, that whatever God has given to you today, no matter how little it is, may you be faithful in Jesus' name. I didn't care what I'm talking about. It is not only when you climb the altar and preach or sing, it means you are doing the work. There are some people that their own job is just to clean the toilet. just to clean the bathroom. There are some people, their job is just to clean the church. And they are faithful doing it. And they enjoy doing it. It reminds me about a sister. When we are still in marriage, she will bring the soap. She will bring the clothes. She will bend down. She will wash the church. Wash everywhere. After washing it, she will take perfume and begin to perfume the church. And I asked her, why are you doing this? He said, I do more than this for my madam. Why can't I do more than this for my father? The church is so big. She will kneel down and use her hand and wash the whole church. She's a washer. After washing it, she will now put the perfume to the church. Every single leaf, she will wash it. Believe me, family. Children of God, that woman is blessed. Because there's nobody that will serve God that he will not bless. How faithful are you? How faithful are you? Will the master come? Find this thing working? Or are you working because pastor is there? Oh, Mama Sarah is coming. Let us clean the church quickly. If you are serving because of me, believe me, you have missed it. There is no reward. There is no blessing. But when you serve this God with all your heart, whether they follow you or they don't follow you, you choose to serve this God. I bet you will not do it for long before God will show up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will tell you two testimonies of two people. There is a particular man. He said the Lord told him that his job every Sunday is to go and clean the pastorship. He's a big man. He will run to the church every Sunday. Take his cleaning material. Pastor, please don't enter the church. I have to do what my father says. I just have to clean that shoe. This man was faithful. After 6 months, God opened the door with the man traveled out of the country. Another particular man, he was the head usher, the head choir of the church. And God told him, sell your car. Use the money. Buy instrument for the church. He sold it. He bought the instrument. Every Sunday, he will hold his wife and his children, and they will jump from bus to bus to come to the church. A man that was coming with a car begin to come to church with transportation. After 6 months, as I'm talking to you right now, the man and the entire family are citizens of the United Kingdom. I just want to tell you something. When you are faithful with what God has given to you, it is just for a while. When God gave Abraham a child, God came back to test and see. If Abraham was still be
faithful,
should have got listen carefully. It was when Abraham chose to sacrifice Isaac. Go and read your Bible. It was when God swore with his name and said, now I know that you love me. But because of what you have done, you will be father of the whole nation. In blessing, I will bless you. Children of God, I just want to tell you one thing. When you are faithful with what he has given to you, he will promote you to the next level. Because he knows when you get to the next level, you will do more for him. I don't know who I'm talking to in the house today. My question for you today, can God still find you faithful? See in the book of Luke, chapter 16. Luke 16, from a time said God, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. Whoever that is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. 1 Samuel 26:23. It says, the Lord rewards every man for his righteousness and faithfulness. The Lord deliver you into the hand today, but I will not lay a hand on the Lord anointed. Pick up the first line. The Lord rewards every man for his righteousness and faithfulness. Hallelujah. It is God that will reward you. Margaretha, no matter how you sing, it is God that will reward you. You just continue. Just be faithful. Just be faithful. Even when it is not okay with you, you just remain faithful. There is no way Abraham will give back to Isaac again. But God told him, give him to me. I want to see how faithful you are. Will you give it to me? Children of God, how faithful are you? Are you faithful with what he has done? Can God still find you faithful? He said, when I come, can I still find one righteous? Can I still meet you? Hallelujah. Children of God, forgive my word, I want to say right now. Many of us, we are where we are today because God is still not sure. If he put you on the top, maybe you still serve him. Many of us, we are serving God because this is not where. When things become well for you, hallelujah. Children of God, get something. When things become okay, when there are so many cars, and so we have big houses, money everywhere, will you still serve God? Hallelujah. God is still testing us. Because some of us, we have not tested well. Mama, we have not tested well. That's why we are still praying by fire, by force. Let wealth come. Mama, let that money come. You will forget prayer. So say, let's go to church. Don't worry. I will send my tithes. And God does not want that for you. He loves you so much. So he needed to delay those things. So that when you become that rich, you will know that it is not by your power. He said, it is not by my power I am where I am. It is by the grace of God. Children of God, he is still testing you. Can he find you still faithful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Can you be faithful? Proverbs 20 verse 6. Hallelujah. The Bible says what? Many a man claim to have a failing love, but a faithful man who can find. Hallelujah. I love God. I love Him. I can do everything for Him. Because He has blessed you. Amen. Amen. The Bible says God was boast about Job.
You know, Allah can perform the ayu.
It's a devil. Come. What are you looking for? So I'm going here and there, looking for who to destroy. And God said, have you noticed my servant Job? A man that loves me. A man that is faithful. A man that fears me. Do you know what Job said to God? God, wait. You have blessed him. That's why he loved you.
This is not a good man. You
take everything.
Allah,
show a good cause to your face. Beloved, if God will bless any of us today in His house, that everything became okay for us. When problem comes, if your faith is not strong, you will cause for it. So God is still cooking you.
He's
preparing you. So that when the blessings will come, and any problem come around, you will say, He gives and He takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was what Job said. Job said, is it only when it is good you praise God? Is it even when it's bad? Praise God. Job lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his wealth. The devil was not satisfied. The devil also said, God, let him go sick. God said, go ahead. But don't touch his life. A man that was a king lost everything. His wealth, his family, even his wife, and his health. But the Bible says, in all and all, Job remained faithful. He never cursed God. I just want to encourage you in the house today. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it unto the Lord. He's the rewarder of man. A day is coming, he will reward you. It might not be now. He may not be today. He may not even be upon you. It might be upon your children. Hallelujah. God is good. For you and I have been found faithful. I'll point out four things that we should do. Number 1, a faithful man, do it well. Do it well. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing, do it well. If you're a choir, sing well. If you're an usher, usher well. If you're an evangelist, evangelize well. If you're a prayer warrior, pray it well. Do it well. Please help me go quickly. Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. Could you remember? First Peter chapter 4, 10 and 11. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. Administrating God's grace in stretching form. Every man should use his gift well. Hallelujah. Sister Monica, you have your gift. It's not for you. It's for somebody. Until my house had gift, it was for somebody. Hallelujah. God is good. We all have gifts. If anyone speaks, what should he do? I can hear you. He should do it as one speaking the very word of God. Number two. If anyone serves, what should you do? He should do it with the strength God provides. So that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, listen well. Do it and do it well. Don't do that if they are forcing you. Hallelujah. I want to thank God today.
I am through Allah now.
I saw the piano dancing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. When she was dancing, I saw the spirit enter me too. What about 1 Peter chapter 5? Give me one pass, It says what? To the elder among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, as one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. The next verse, please. The shepherd of God's flock, that is under your care, serving as overseer, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Tell the next verse, please. Not loading it over those entrusted to you, but being an example to the flock. Jesus was a good example. He was a father. He was a friend. He was everything. Hallelujah. Point number three. Serve wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. Auntie Margaret, even when you say thank you, even you don't say thank you, serve. Hallelujah. I was looking to the way the Ghana came in. I said, Mommy. Good evening. I was expecting her to say, ah, my daughter. You are welcome. Auntie Mother, do you know what Mommy said? What is the time? That you're coming right now. You should be here at 4 o'clock. All the other workers get here at 4 o'clock. I know she will say to herself, why did I come today? Let me just go back home. Hallelujah. Even when you are crucified, you are crucified because of the love of the Father. Do it with joy. Hallelujah. I think Mommy should be doing that every time for Vivianna. Why I said so? So she can dance the way she danced like David. She danced like David. Beloved, whatever you do, serve wholeheartedly with all your heart, with everything. Give in your best. Give in the best. Because so much more. Hallelujah. Imagine, do you have match there? 24 is there? 24, 26 is there? Please have a please, okay? 24, 26. Hallelujah. Matthew 24, 26. Yes.
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber. Believe not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Lord be.
Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation chapter 26, man, look it. Revelation 16. Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Revelation 16, 15. It says, behold, children of God, together let's do it. I want to go. Behold, who is coming? Who is coming? Jesus. I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with me, so that he may not go naked and be shameful in his God is coming.
Allah, Jai.
God,
Allah,
is coming.
Jai.
Before we pray right now, children of God, the last but not the least, a faithful servant, the willingness to give all. Willingness to give. Your life.
I am with that.
Who knows the song? I surrender all. Not song. I surrender all unto thee, my pleasure. Savior, I surrender. Hallelujah. Are you giving your all? Are you giving your all? You have heard this song. It says, Turumbeta, Nikore, Turumbeta. Hallelujah. Turumbeta, Nikore. He will come like a thief. And those that are faithful, those that are walking, he will take them with him. I pray. When God comes, may he find you faithful. I say, when God comes, may he find you faithful. When God comes, may he find you faithful. When God comes, may he find you doing this. Thou which he has committed unto your hand, in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, please help me go quickly. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10.
Which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. That ye may be tried.
Yes.
And ye shall have tribulation
for
10 days. And thou shalt faithful.
Be thou faithful
unto death. And I will give thee a crown.
I will give you the crown of life. Hallelujah. He said the devil will come. You will be persecuted. Your family will reject you. Brother will come in every honor. He said, don't worry. Hold on. I will come. I will reward you. I pray for somebody tonight that the Lord will reward you in Jesus' name. I want us to rise up on our feet. Let's just go on our feet. I don't know who God has spoken tonight to. The question for you today is this. Are you still faithful? If God
calls,
will you still find you faithful? When God calls, will he find you still doing the work? I want all eyes closed. Why don't you take a moment and talk to your father? And say, Father, give me the grace and the power to continue. Give me the grace and the power to continue. The power not to look back. The power to hold on to my cross. The power to walk to the end. Father, give me that grace. Give me that power in the name of Jesus. Why don't you open your mouth and talk to your father right now? He said, can I still find one faithful? Are you still faithful? Are you still faithful? Why don't you talk to your father right now and say, Father, I want to be faithful. I need to be. I want it, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Empower me not to give up in this journey. Empower me not to give up. May I not get tired along the way. Help me to carry my cross to the end. Why don't you talk to your father right now? Tell him to strengthen you. The father strengthen me. Strengthen me. May I not faint along the way. May I not faint along the way. I have the power of my own. I cannot do it. I need you, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart and help me. Talk to your father. Faith to God. Faith to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for everyone in the house. My God and my Lord, many of us are tired alone. We're tired. We self, and it looks as if, Lord, you're not answering our prayers. Lord, I pray, you are the rewarder of money. Reward the faithful ones in your house in the name of Jesus Christ that accept you faithfully, both in the fire departments, in the oceans, as a member of the church. They've been faithful. My Father, my God, show up for their case. Show up in the name of Jesus. Bless them, O Lord. Bless them, my Father. Bless them out of life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the unfaithful ones. those ones that are still playing, those ones that are still not doing the work well, open your eyes to see that you are coming soon. And when you come, you will reward them whatever they have done. We don't want to go to hell. We don't want to hear the word, depart from me. We want to hear the word, when good and faithful servants. Do this in our life and take what we do. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Yeah.